This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. When I quit a job at a large wholesale nursery this last summer, a job I'd had for 12 or 13 years, and that's part of those 12 or 13 years are part of 40 years of horticulture. Anyway, a good job with good people at all the levels at this particular job. The only reason I quit, it was 40 years. Anyway, people would ask, what are you going to do, Petey? I mean, what are you going to do? Well, my standard answer was, I'm going to sleep late. That's the plan, going to sleep late. For 40 years, I've been getting up at oh dark 30 and getting to work a little after dawn, summer, fall, winter, spring. Ask anybody that works in some branch of horticulture, and I'm guessing they'll tell you the same. In the summers of southern Arizona, it makes sense. You know, you get up in the morning, work when it's cool, and you could brag, well, we start early, but we're home by 2 in the afternoon. Oh, yeah, and by 8 o'clock that evening, you are not Mr. or Ms. Excitement, no. Anyway, all that just to tell you I'm not sleeping late, no. I'm up and puttering around at 5 a.m., and that's after laying in bed listening to a half an hour of avian dawn calls and songs, chirping, whistling, singing. It is a glorious symphony that Charles Ives would be proud of. Okay, there's some dissonance. You know, not everyone is in the same key. Well, pretty much no one is in the same key. And I love our resident mockingbird singing nonstop solo over the top of everyone else. Hey, I got a solo here. Oh, my goodness. So maybe not Charles Ives, but Professor Harold Hill of River City. Anyway, you know who starts the whole thing off right before dawn? Gambel's quail, male Gambel's quail calling in the dark. Isn't that one of the most iconic bird calls of the desert? I hear it and my mind travels immediately to the Sonoran Desert. Hot summers. Heat you can see shimmering across desert terrain and a gambel's quail calls. Okay, yeah, you know what? I hear you. Cactus wren. Yeah, I'll give you the cactus wren. So two iconic calls. You pick gambel's quail, cactus wren. Regardless, I haven't slept late in 40 years, and I've come to realize, I'm pretty lucky. Hey, Ms. Mosquiti and I are practicing isolation, social distancing, and that part's not so hard if you don't see anyone, and we are trying to leave home only for groceries or animal food or hikes in the hills. We've been pilfering our pantry, finding interesting things like a pre-made moly in a jar that expired 10 years ago. I only buy those pre-made molies in those jars because the jars are cute and make great glasses. Anyway, in the barn, we've been searching our box freezer and we found a turkey. We dressed that turkey out and froze it over 3 years ago. How bad could it be, said Ms. Mosquiti. So we roasted it with onions and carrots and celery and garlic, herbs and spices. It smelled incredible. I carved it and we sat down to eat. We took bites and we chewed. It's not a butterball, said Ms. Mosquiti. No, I said while chewing. I thought of a childhood memory reading about indigenous people chewing on the soles of moccasins to make them soft. The veggies are good, I said, to which Ms. Mosquiti replied, the dogs are going to like this turkey. Oh, dear, I should tell you about a plant, because that's what I like to do. A few weeks ago, we were out in the flats north of the Dos Cabezas Mountains and out in the sandy soil, the mesquite and catclaw acacia and burrow weed and creosote, and we saw white flowering plants, short, you know, foot tall, 2.5 feet tall, maybe, max, sometimes growing up through some of those shrubs. White flowers, and the four petals on the white flowers said mustard, brassicaceae, and the very cool seed pods, two flat round pods joined sort of at the middle. Those pods said spectacle pod, Dimorphocarpa wislizani, spectacle pod. Dimorphocarpa, the genus, refers to those cool pods, die for two, morph for shape, carpo for seed, to you and me, spectacle pod. The specific epithet is in honor of the German botanist Friedrich Adolf Wislizenus of the 1800s. I think he lived to be about 80 years old. Pretty cool. Dimorphocarpa Wislizenii, spectacle pod of the mustard family. Yeah, bird songs. flowering plants. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.